miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. This was Pete Shepherd's selection moments ago for Masterpiece Theater, which we do every Tuesday. Show almost went off the rails, but we kept it on. We kept it rolling, kept it moving.
Yeah.
Very safe.
Hey,
what are you eating? You're eating a
sandwich. Are you eating?
I had a piece of an apple. Idaho governor
signs. Finish eating before we talk, huh?
Well, I was chomping on an apple.
Yeah, though. I know you are. Everybody knows you're chomping on an apple.
I didn't think you'd hear it.
You sound like Pac-Man in there.
You didn't think we'd hear it? You're...
First of all, Craig, Pac-Man does this. Wah, 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 wah,
it
wah,
is.
Wah,
it
wah,
is.
Wah, wah, wah.
Fine.
It's the only thing Rosie O'Donnell ever said that was funny. Back in the day.
Probably also true.
Idaho governor, Craig and Chris, have signed two bills that prohibit trans people from changing the sex on their birth certificates, and the other bans trans girls and women from competing in women's sports.
Good. Is that okay for me to say good, or is that like politically correct now?
I think it's great.
I don't know. I'm not.
I think it's great.
I'll keep those views to myself.
I think it's great.
It's a talk show, Chris.
And I'm choosing not to talk about that. I'm not going near that.
Yeah.
All Pete is saying is if you have a wiener, you should race other people with wieners. If you don't, you shouldn't. That's basically what he's saying.
I got that.
That's all he's saying.
You said wiener. No. Craig. Where's Chris?
He's left the building. He's done with us.
Craig's stimulus package is open right now.
Oh, thank you. The word is host. Right now, your chance to win $500 as we speak for about the next 10 minutes. It's a Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. The word is host. Like Craig is an awesome radio host. H-O-S-T. Text it to the number 45911 on your phone.
Looking at you, Big 12 guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, Big 12 guy, you texted it to the wrong number. 45911 is where you need to text it to. Mm-hmm. You can also enter it at 99.3ESPN's app, or you could go online at 99.3ESPN.com. By the way, if you enter on the app, you will also be eligible to win the $10,000 grand prize given on Monday, May 11th. We're going to have a rough April. There's no way around it. But bam, you can have $10,000 in May.
Boom.
Something to look forward to. So check that out. The Sheeman Shepherd cash grab active right now. This will be your next to last chance while we're on the air. Well, the next one will be at 6, right when I'm hitting the bricks and Pete is walking into the kitchen for some more eggplant dinner.
Yes,
he's doing the show.
NFL owners have approved expanding playoffs to 14 teams. That's happened today.
That's
officially.
Outrage.
NFL is contemplating allowing teams to conduct Zoom workouts with players and position coaches. NFL exec Jeff Pasch said on a conference call, our expectation is fully directed at playing a full season and starting on schedule. And Chris Godwin has very graciously given up his number 12 to Tom Brady. He will wear number 14.
Graciously, how much do you think you get paid? I'm saying 50,000.
No, I guess there wasn't any exchange. From everything I'm reading, was just he said he did it out of respect.
Oh,
I'm sure Brady offered him something, he wouldn't take it. And also, now we're going to have triple headers on Saturday and Sunday in the NFL playoffs, including as part of CBS's coverage, a separately produced telecast of the game will air on Nickelodeon, tailored for a younger audience. NBC, its new streaming service Peacock, as well as Telemundo, will all broadcast an additional wild card game on January 10th with kickoff at approximately 8:15. NFL's coming to Nickelodeon, baby.
So SpongeBob and Squidward are going to be your play-by-play announcer team.
Somebody said Booger would be good on Nickelodeon.
He might be, actually.
Well, a name like Booger would get the kids to laugh.
That's fine.
That's funny.
My guess is they will find a younger actor slash even actress, somebody that knows a little bit about sports the kids will know. That will probably – I don't think it necessarily has to be a sports figure to do the color commentating slash analyst. You know what I mean?
You're probably right. That's probably how –
Well, they have a sideline reporter, Big Bird or somebody.
Big Bird?
Yeah. Well, that's Sesame Street.
Yeah. They should.
Who else is on Nickelodeon? Have SpongeBob on the sideline.
Yeah, I got SpongeBob in the booth. I got SpongeBob doing play-by-play. I got Squidward with the color. Mr. Krabs could be down on the sideline doing the sideline reporting.
Nick Jonas has hosted the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
See, I'm thinking somebody like that, Chris. That's
he's hosted it twice. Like here we go. John Cena hosted it in 2017 and 2018. I could see them tapping into that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
They had The Rock in 2009.
He's too big. He would also be excellent.
He's too big.
He's too big.
He's too big. He can't do it. No.
Physically too big or too big of a star?
No.
I have an interesting list that Craig probably doesn't like, but I think you will appreciate
it. Why do I feel like this is 9-7 teams that had successful playoff runs? That's got this written all over it.
And now, a list.
All right, from 2015 to 2019, NFL playoffs. These teams would have been the extra number 7 seed. 2015 would have been the Jets and the Falcons. 2016 would have been the Titans and the Buccaneers. 2017 would have been the Ravens and Craig's Lions. 2018, Steelers and the Vikings. And 2019, Steelers and the Rams. But had the Lions got in as the 7th seed and gone on to win the Super Bowl in 2017, come to find out, Craig Sheeman would have been disappointed. So
right.
He says.
Yep.
So he says.
Listen, guys, I'm a winner, okay? I'm all about winning. I exude winning. And I can't stand mediocrity. I can't. I don't like mediocre radio shows. I don't like mediocre.
No, hold on. Hold on. Because this is where you're wrong. Like, you're just saying that the end product is all that matters. And you can't. Maybe you don't do this. I know, like, when I go somewhere, I like to try to enjoy the ride as much as I enjoy the destination.
I totally agree.
And that's all
Do you appreciate the term underdog at all?
Sure. And for a legitimate, six seed, maybe a 5 seed, I'm down with it. Sure. Especially
There are no legitimate 6 or 5 seeds in Craig Sheeman's world.
If you've got a 10-win team at the number 5 seed beating up on the Patriots, I'm all for it.
Had a 9-win team that went to the Super Bowl and won it?
Are we beating the Patriots along the way?
Yeah.
I might allow for that, you know.
Well, that'd be in the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, it wasn't the Super Bowl.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't think for those that missed it earlier, we got a big throwdown, knockdown, because I don't want more teams in the playoffs. I think the NFL is perfect the way it is, and you're going to be letting mediocrity into the playoffs. I don't need it. I already have it with these teams at 9-7 and 8-8 are squeaking in.
What about those teams, Craig, that sneak in at 8-8 or 9-7? Not many, but what if they do? What if they're, say, Patrick Mahomes. So say the Chiefs got into the playoffs last year at 9-7 because he was out for 4 or 5 weeks and won the Super Bowl. Do you understand where I'm going with this? Is that allowable?
Yeah, but you give all these hypothetical situations.
I'm asking you, but that can happen. It gives you an opportunity for the seventh seed that if one of your star players goes down, if you could just hang in there for a couple of weeks and you sneak in as an 8-8 or a 9-7, you can go on to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, the Steelers were
What's wrong with that?
The Steelers would have been the 7th seed in 2019 anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, their quarterback was injured. Had it been an injury, which I'm not even taking away the injury. I'm just saying had it been an injury where he could have come back for that final week of the regular season and into the playoffs, like that's a lively, with that defense that the Steelers had last year and a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, that's a lively 7 seed. I don't know who was the who was the 2 seed in the AFC last year.
I don't remember.
The two seed was Baltimore.
Oh, it's Kansas City. Kansas City was the 2 seed. Yeah. Kansas City doesn't want to play that game. There's no way they want to play that game.
Yeah.
But under your look, if Mahomes had been seriously injured and missed the rest of the season, the Chiefs, while still a pretty good team, would not have made the playoffs. They would have lost a lot of games, and
that's not what we're talking about.
Up and come back next year.
I'll give that to you.
That's not the scenario we painted. We said, what if it was in the middle of the season, which it was, and then they got into the playoffs at 9-7, and then went on to win the Super Bowl. What's wrong with that?
I don't like it.
What do you mean you don't like it?
He doesn't like it.
I don't like it.
It happens in sports all the time.
It really doesn't. Not
it
all the
does.
Time. No, not all the time.
A team in one particular sport may lose a star player or players for a little bit. They come back and they go on a run. They might have, lose three or four in a row, but they can overcome it in the middle of the season. Not usually beginning of the season. I'm not saying an 0-4 team can overcome that. But I'm saying you give... For some reason, you don't like the underdog position unless somebody has 11 wins.
Look, in 1979, Gary Danison blew out his knee, and the Lions went 2-14. And I sit here and clamor, they were a good team. They should be in the playoffs.
You weren't beating Vince Ferragamo's Rams that year anyway in the NFC.
No, Craig Sheeman, but let me throw a newer occurrence. Throw it at you real
that was
quick, okay?
Old school.
All right, 2008. Yeah. Tom Brady goes down.
Right.
Blew out his ACL.
They won 10 games, right?
Matt Castle comes
11.
In. No, they come in. They win 11 games, mm-hmm. and they missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Should have been in.
An 11-win team shouldn't be in the playoffs?
They probably should.
Right.
I've also said I don't like it when 10 and 11 team wins miss out. If you win 10 in the NFL, you're pretty good. If you win 9 or less, you're mediocre or bad. I'm sorry. That's the Mendoza line.
But...
And historically that checks out.
You have to factor in all the circumstances.
The Titans won 9 games last year, and they made it to the AFC Championship game.
Oh, here we go. Ryan Tannehill's the greatest ever. Here comes that story.
That's not what I'm saying. You're saying that by your logic, that was a bad football team, yet they somehow managed. Maybe it was luck. I don't know. Maybe it was luck that they went into Foxborough.
With a historical 3 weeks.
Tennessee went on the road and beat the Patriots, and they went on the road and beat Baltimore. But they shouldn't have been there.
Everybody beat the Patriots. Don't throw them in like they were good.
No. It came down to the last play of the game.
They were equally mediocre last year.
They went on the road and beat the Patriots and Baltimore. And you're telling me that doesn't count for anything as a 9-7 team?
No, Pete, you missed it. He's saying the Pats were mediocre.
Yeah.
So new line. The line of mediocrity has now moved
12.
From 9 12. To 12.
12, okay.
Well, they had the easiest schedule in the NFL. I deduct 2 wins right there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm allowed to have a different opinion than you
two. You are. It's just wrong.
Word.
It's just wrong.
No. I, you can't say my opinion is wrong. You can say it's just different than yours.
I just did.
Well, it's really unfair.
I know. It is what it is, though.
It is what it is. Now I'm tired.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, I'm looking at just a quick college football little. This qualifies as a little mini list. I don't know. We have time for a little mini list.
Oh, we have.
And now a list.
Georgia Tech's schedule is absolutely brutal. They have to play the 2017 Colley Matrix National Champion, the best independent team. They have to play the ACC Coastal Champions of last year, the Sugar Bowl Champs of last year, and the College Football National Runner-Up from last year. Oh, my God. It's brutal. That's it. They got Clemson, then they got Gardner-Webb, the running bulldog, UCF, at North Carolina, at Virginia Tech, then home against Virginia, at Pitt, at Syracuse, home against Duke, home against Notre Dame, home against Miami,
easy,
and then at Georgia.
Did Brutal. You just say Gardner Webb was tough?
Yeah, I was being facetious.
Oh. Well, I don't know. You said they had in the schedule like the Division III champion. I didn't know who it was. I don't know.
No, they don't. No, that's not the team. That's their FBS FCS opponent.
Gotcha. Which they lost their FBS game last year. They better step it up.
Please. They beat Miami.
And they lost to the Cid. El Cid.
All right, City of Toronto has just banned all public events until June 30th. In case you're headed up north, don't.
That's up there.
Until June 30th?
Yes.
June 30th?
No, that's big. That's big.
That's big
NBA.
For the Raptors.
And
the Raptors and the Maple Leafs.
And the Blue Jays.
And the Blue Jays, yeah.
Oh, that's death blow for the NBA season right there.
So unless we're going to do the centralized locations.
June 30th?
Once again, yeah, centralized locations, but with more cities and towns shutting down, I think this by the time the end of April comes around, we'll see where we're at. I hope to God we just get this thing. Like I said, I've set my goal July 1st Anything that happens before that, I will be extremely ecstatic.
Well, your July 1st is cutting it close there off the June 30th deadline of Toronto as of today. That stinks.
Well, my deadline was first. I made my deadline
sure,
before
you did.
That.
You did. No doubt about it. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Art the Bills fan on with Sheeman and Shepard. Hey, Art.
What's up, Art?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's happening? How'd those ribs come out?
Oh, I'm ready to drop them off. Tell me where to drop, and I'll meet somebody.
I might come and meet you. I'll take them off and back to my house.
Yeah, don't do that. No, Art, don't do that. We got to bring them here to the studio. Don't worry about Pete.
No, when this all settles down, we'll do it. But they looked that was the picture you sent last week. They looked unbelievable.
Hey, thanks. They're all cryovac. I slipped them in the deep freeze. We're good. Oh. Whenever they come right out.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, before we added an extra division to each conference, didn't we used to have 3 wild card games? Or am I wrong?
No, we used to have 2 wild card games back in the day. One AFC, one NFC. That was it. Yeah.
Ah, shit. Well, whoa! Right. I'm sorry. I said the F-bomb. Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
No, you said an S-bomb.
Oh,
you can't say
F-bomb.
You can't say either
you
of them. It doesn't matter. It's dumped.
For some reason, I thought we had more playoff games, which I think we should, because you got 4 division winners. If you're in a light division, you're in. I mean, I like more playoffs. We need it. There should be more wild card games.
Well, and now there are. There's now 14.
And
there's
I don't
7
get
in each conference.
I mean. Dude, the Lions can get in. I don't get the frustration.
That helps me make my point even more because I even apply it to my own team. If you're mediocre, you don't belong in the playoffs. The playoffs are supposed to be special. It's supposed to be the cream of the crop.
You should turn.
Listen, Art,
they were 10-6 and couldn't get in.
Art, you should know this. Patriots. You should know this better than anybody. You used to win your conference regularly. You used to be the best team in the division back in the day, and Jim Kelly. Now you're just backing in, hoping for scraps after Tom Brady. At least
they're
that's
not backing
now.
In. They didn't.
Yes, they did. They have a better record than the Patriots.
In.
What? Show me how they were better than the Patriots.
Look at how many years Wanstead had a 10 or 11 win season and they couldn't get in. That ain't right.
Thank you, Art.
And I'm not I'm not a Dolphins fan.
No, he's not.
At all. But that's my 2 cents.
You're right.
Hey, thanks for keeping us all distracted from all this other crap.
All right, my man. Thanks for calling. 239-337 ESPN.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. You can't say because they didn't beat the Patriots. Then they didn't beat the Patriots twice last year. However, if they had played them in the playoffs, I believe they would have. I know they played them towards the end of the season, and the Patriots still won.
Oh, the Bills
for the gazillion time against Buffalo. But I'm saying I think if they had played again, Craig, in the playoffs, Buffalo would have won.
That's where I'm at in this whole thing. Like, it's not like college football, right? College football, I kind of get it because there's not. The schedules are so unbalanced that I think that like an SEC team deserves favoritism over a Big 12 and a Pac-12 team.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the NFL, I mean, these are professionals. Like, I don't understand the thought of not allowing as many teams into the dance. Like, honestly, how many sports do we have where it's like, wow, that's a big deal to make the playoffs? Pete ran through it earlier.
Yeah, earlier.
It's Major League Baseball.
The NFL second least amount of teams, after Major League Baseball.
Because they got it right. I like it now. I mean, you start putting half your teams in the playoffs, it's not
the okay.
Playoffs.
So, how would you do the NBA? You want to cut out, just have the top 4 seeds, and that's it. Don't need 5 through 8.
Actually, that would be very efficient. That's the smartest thing I've heard anybody say today.
That's probably the one sport.
Why?
Where you
what if the difference between a 4 and a 5 seed or a 3 and a 6?
Same
is like
thing right
one
now.
Game.
Between an 8 and
what?
A 9.
One game.
So you got to cut somebody off somewhere. I'm sorry.
But what if it's one game? So
that happens every year, Pete.
UFC, yeah, but this is what was shaping up to be an unbelievable year, especially in the Eastern Conference.
They're all unbelievable. There's always one
team
that
not.
Misses out by
no,
a game.
No, 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 no,
baseball,
no, no. You're
yes.
talking about You're talking about the difference of a team being a 3-6 of maybe a half a game, maybe two games, and you don't want them. You want them eliminated.
You're doing the same thing again as you do in
college. No, I'm not.
You want to let everybody in. You gotta.
I didn't say everybody in.
You gotta cut off the line somewhere. And right now,
so you just what do you want? Top four. So just make the NBA top four, and that's it. You have the top four best records. You don't care about divisions.
I think I would be very justified in saying that in the NBA. It would save us a lot of time and get to the cream of the crop, because that's where we end up anyway. Most times,
Pete, it's the one sport where I'm saying that's maybe not the good example to bring up is the NBA. But well, I think it points to the playoff format in the NBA more so than to the actual NBA, because you have a best of seven format where you're setting it up with the format for the best team, the more talented team to advance. That's not the way that the NFL playoffs are set up. We're not playing a best of three. This is a one game sample size. Your advantage is you're playing at home. That is your only advantage.
You're telling me in the Eastern Conference this year, between Milwaukee, Toronto, the Celtics, Miami, Philadelphia, Indiana, just those teams alone, in a seven-game series, no matter what the matchups are, I am intrigued. I am watching. And it would be a shame if any one of those teams was eliminated because of the Craig Sheeman theory of the top four.
But they will be eliminated. All but one will be eliminated.
Well, no kidding.
So let's get rid of it. I'm telling
you. But don't you enjoy, the journey. Like Chris said, don't you like the journey? Yeah, I know the 8-1 game seeds, you know, that can be, I get it. I understand it in the NBA. But still, I still enjoy it.
Who was in the conference championship?
The 7-2 seed, the 3-6 series is always usually good. 4-5 is excellent.
Houston and Golden State and Milwaukee and Toronto.
Okay, who were the best teams in basketball last year?
Probably those four.
Okay, fine. Everything else was just a big waste
of time.
Look,
I agree with you in the NBA.
No, thank you.
That's the one sport I can't. I'm not going to go into that. But
no,
I also,
but you are looking at teams.
Sorry, go
look
ahead.
Look at the team. Look at the teams in the top. Look at the Milwaukee, look at Toronto, the Celtics, Miami, and Philadelphia. Those five teams alone, they all have three-plus all-stars. They all have three all-stars on their team at least. I think it's phenomenal. And maybe this is an exception to the rule. But I would hate to see any one of those teams not be able to compete for the championship. And even the Milwaukee, you might think, is head and shoulders above everybody else. We know what Philadelphia is at home. They're invincible at home. I mean, on the road, obviously, different story. But I want to see that. I want to see, can they overcome that? I want to see the Celtics with Kemba Walker and Tatum and Brown and Hayward. All four of them on the floor at the same time against anybody if they're healthy. And see what Milwaukee can do. We know with the best player in the NBA right now, at least in the Eastern Conference. I mean, all that stuff is intriguing to me. And to eliminate one of those teams because they might have missed the playoffs by a half a game or a game, or it wouldn't be a half a game, but by a game or so, I don't think that's fair.
Where did he cut it off? Okay, the fourth seed is a half game behind the third seed. The ninth seed is a half game behind the eighth seed. The tenth seed is just one game back of the eighth seed. You got to cut it off somewhere. You can't let them
all
in.
They cut it off at eight.
It's too much. Even the year your Red Sox won the World Series. I mean, the Yankees won 100 games that year, for crying out loud. But guess what? Well,
so what? Seattle won 115, team. Too, when they didn't win the World Series.
And they choked it. It's not my fault that they choked. Let's go to the phone. 239-337-ESPN. My man, Otis! What's going on?
Otis.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're all right.
I don't know.
Let me tell you, Pete, I was not going to call in 2 days in a row. I was going to let other people do it. But then that guy named Seaman went to bringing up all these playoff formats where just the top four are good enough. And I just asked Chris to reach through the glass and shake him to see if he could get him to come back to reality. Craig, you got to be kidding me. Brother, I thought we were okay.
Otis, you know what the best format was? Back in the early 70s when baseball had a National League champion and an American League champion, those two played for the World Series. Done.
Well, no, that was the 60s. The 70s, they had the four divisions, and you had American League East and West, the National League East and West. But go ahead, Otis.
Craig, some of the best games that I remember growing up and watching, I remember Dikembe Mutombo was all that Denver had, and they were HC.
Yep.
Going into their playoffs. Not a good record, and they crushed the number one seed in the West. They lost the next round to like Seattle, but they beat the number one team in five games.
Yep.
And that was better. That is better than seeing the so-called best teams with the best roster cruise through and get to the finals. The best game I saw on these rewinds, 18-0 Patriots, 12-7 Giants. And I know a lot of guys who lost bunch of skittles on it because the Patriots were a lock. And until Eli Manning got away and threw it to David Tyree. And then, okay, those are some of the greatest games ever. You know, just cancel out the little guy. If a 9-17 gets out in a one-and-done format and kicks pies out of that 18-0 team's ass, then I'll take that. I'll take the pies that they kick out of
them. I agree.
Don't tell me that the guy who's 14-2 and the guy who's 15-1, ask Cam Newton about being 15-1 and then how great and how everybody said he was going to kick that crippled Peyton Manning's butt. And
bingo.
Then the Super Bowl came.
Yep.
And then the Super Bowl came, and that old crippled Peyton Manning, who was a shell of himself, walked away with the Lombardi Trophy. And you can give it to his defense, but he still threw a couple of touchdowns, and Cam was scared to dive on the ball when he fumbled.
I'm ready to run through a wall. We need some music. We need like some, you know. I'm ready to start doing cartwheels.
Cam was 15-1. He was the best record, and he became a prima donna because we're the toughest guys. We're the best. We got the best. So best record don't mean nothing. Come postseason time, it don't mean nothing. So let's watch the games. Let's play them. Let's not try to change anything, especially not the NBA. That was a terrible.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Right, that's now, why. Just get in a tournament. You wipe the slate clean once you get in any particular sports tournament. You wipe the slate clean.
Let me say this.
Let's just play. See how it goes.
Let me say this since he's criticizing me. Otis, in 2 minutes, made 12 more better points than Chris and Pete have made in 2 hours.
No, he didn't.
You're not changing.
He made great
mind.
Points. He just reiterated the same stuff we've been. So, according to you, Villanova should never have won the national championship in 85 either, huh?
Fact.
That's, well, really, Matt Camino, another good one.
I mean, I'm talking about, but Craig doesn't. No, they weren't an elite team, so they shouldn't have even been in.
Hey, guys, I got a good sidebar. I'm on Palm Beach, Highway 80, approaching Alba. Hope Lane stopped to let a turtle cross the road. It was awesome. It's a 50-mile-an-hour section.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let the turtle cross the road.
That's great.
Funny.
Got to let the turtle across, my man. Otis, my man, thank you. Nice job, as always. Appreciate it.
Great stuff.
All right. Very good.
I think most people are very curious about the wild. I mean, the turtles crossing the road. I think most people stop. And
We have stopped and
help.
Cross numerous turtle, helped them cross many times.
Yeah.
Really?
Got to hopefully get a towel.
Wait, would you just run over them?
I wouldn't run over them.
God, you'd run over a turtle.
I would not.
You wouldn't help it cross on a...
No.
You'd swerve.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Leave it up to the
You got to pick up. My wife actually brought somebody had hit one, and she drove away. And my wife stopped and brought it to the animal hospital in Naples, the wildlife.
How long ago
saved
was that?
Its life. It was last year.
Yep.
And then
I wouldn't do that.
Yep. She put it. She had a box. She had a box. Happened to have a box, and she put it in a towel, wrapped it up, and peed all over the place. But it smelled. She ended up saving its life.
It's not my fault. The turtle decided to go cross a road.
You are one step away from being Joe Exotic.
That's
you
not true at all.
You don't care about the animals? That's unbelievable.
I didn't say I didn't care about the animals. I just wouldn't stop traffic, get out of my car, and help a little turtle cross a road. Sorry.
Both Pete and I have done it numerous times. Boy, that just says a lot about you.
Maybe.
Wow.
I'm not a turtle guy.
Turtles are cool.
If you
what was a flamingo? Or what if it was an egret?
That's ridiculous. A flamingo could fly away.
No, what if its leg was broken?
Or its flamingos, wing, its wing, Pete. That would
the
be
flamingos don't
then
fly.
It would hop away. Flamingos do fly. They absolutely fly.
Craig, the Dow dropped 400 points. The stocks close out the worst first quarter ever.
Well, because it was down 170 earlier. Did it crash at the last hour?
Dow drops 400 points. The stocks closed out their worst first quarter ever.
Well, let's hope that's rock bottom.
Yep.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm a glass half full guy.
Yeah, I dropped 410 today.
Wow. That stinks.
It does stink.
There's got to be.
That's all right. It's all going
to
come back.
There's got to be a bottom to this.
It's going to be booming.
Yeah, business is booming, AB, but I got tuition payments to make now. This is ridiculous.
I, Well, honestly, that should give you an extension on all of that stuff, like every other business is doing.
An extension on the stocks? Not going to work that way.
No, I'm talking about your tuition that you may or may not owe, whatever. I mean, you got people in real estate. Now, I was talking to a lady today, and she was telling me, it's like unbelievable what's being sold. It's like, I don't know how people are affording these houses, but they're off the charts right now.
Really?
In some areas.
Wow.
And then, you look at the deal that Priscilla was doing. 5 months to pay a payment. 150 days.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, which I think is great, but I think a lot of people, a lot of businesses, and I'm hoping that colleges and universities extend maybe not 150 days, but you got to have some time. You got to have some leeway.
All these incentive plans are great until you don't have a job and any money coming in at all, which is what's going to happen to one-third of this country. But on that sunshiny note, speaking of the economy, we're helping out all the restaurants around here. Today we're focusing on Link. That's LYNQ, pronounced Link. Link Restaurant at 16230 Summerlin Road in Fort Myers. You can order takeout. Here's the number, 239-204-9345. It's almost dinner time. It's 4:30 right now. Or you can get it delivered through Bite Squad, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub. Check out their full menu online at link.life. That's LYNQ.life. Check it out. Link Restaurant, Sheeman and Shepherd. Don't forget Wikipedia before the hour is up. On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Yeehaw! What the hell is this?
Don't you mean what in tarnation is this? I know this song.
Everybody knows this song. Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey?
Yes. That.
Yeehaw, yeehaw. What?
The whiskey?
The whiskey?
Yeah. Tennessee whiskey.
How about that?
Mm.
That's right.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, great song. Oh, no, 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 no. Bite your tongue, Craig Sheeman. That'd be the most ridiculous thing you've said on air today.
That's saying something. That's saying something.
Might be a great song. I don't know if the way the mood is going back into the program. But anyway.
Whatever. Oh, the beginning is fine. If Craig just would have talked, it would have been fine. There's a little guitar.
I wasn't sure where I wanted to go. Yeah, I wasn't sure which way to go. I'm sorry. I wasn't. It's been a long day.
It's only 4:40. Almost. Not even.
Wikipedia next.
What's the genre today?
That's a good question. Final Four
Final
Trivia.
Final Four Trivia. Sweet. And if you're younger than me, don't call in.
Oh, yeah.
These are all some older questions.
Yeah,
these go back.
Wait a second. Just because you don't know them, just because you don't, you know, Pete, some other Pete, people might.
Pete, these Pete. Are in your lifetime, but not Chris's.
Pete, I'm trying to help everybody out right now.
Okay.
And put on a good Wikipedia. If all you're right. younger than me... You're not going to know the answer to three of these questions. You're just not. I mean, and that's fine. I didn't know the answer to three of these questions. There were some questions I didn't know. Today's edition of Wikipedia is very hard. It's a very difficult edition.
I concur.
Fine.
And I know everything about sports. So
except seeing.
I've got it all figured out. Got a memory like an elitist a steel version. Trap.
Actually, it's so difficult today that normally I do 8 questions. Today I did 10 because I thought we would need to go beyond the 8 to get some correct answers.
Yeah.
So that's coming up in about 4 minutes.
Okay.
Very good.
I'm skimming through the Stony Brook text line. Somebody unnamed at 239 said turtle soup is delicious. This after Chris would run over a turtle.
I did not say that. Hold on. Stop it, Joe Exotic. I did not say that. I said that I wouldn't stop traffic to get out and move the turtle across the road.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Now, the turtle soup thing is interesting. I have seen a Guy Fieri triple, you know, Diners, Drivers, and Dives where he had turtle soup, but it was probably one of his earlier episodes when the show first started, like 15 years ago. And only twice in my life have I seen him not really say something sort of complimentary. One was the first peanut butter hamburger that he ever had. He's just like, I do not like this at all. And the second one was the turtle soup one, where he just kind of said, it was like Kramer, remember when at the movie theater hot dogs, interesting texture? That's what got
the gray hot dog that had been there for 3 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him saying, well, it's an interesting texture, but, you know, wasn't really a fan.
Fitz Baltimore says, great show today. I work at a hospital, and I'm glad I'm off until Friday. Grilling steaks tonight. Go Ravens. Fitz Baltimore, like we do with military people, we also thank hospital people for what they – I don't know what you do, Fitz Baltimore. I know you're a regular participant in the show. Not sure where you are on the front lines over there at the hospital, but thank you. And I hope it's not too taxing for you over the next several days and weeks.
Donnie says you should not move the turtle yourself. Anyways, they carry salmonella.
That's absolutely
that.
True.
And my wife knew that. My wife used it twice. She's done it, and twice she picked it up with a towel.
We picked it up, and I washed thoroughly afterwards. Yep. You're right. You can have some salmonella on it. But I'm not going to sit there and let an animal get run over by the next car behind me.
There's a middle ground.
Is there? Yeah.
There's a middle ground.
It's called the median, and they can't get over it with their stubby little legs. So we try and help them out.
727 said green turtle soup. Had it when I was a kid at the Green Turtle Inn on Big Pine Key in the Florida Keys back in the 50s. They actually served it.
That place is spectacular. The Green Turtle for a breakfast.
Yeah.
Some of the best breakfast I have ever had. It's an inn and a restaurant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big Pine, so it's kind of right around Island Mirada area.
Turtle eggs for breakfast?
No. It's really good food. The name sounded turtles. The Green Turtle. Wow. Fantastic place on the Keys.
About
the
paratrooper. A lot of work to get a little bit of meat but out of turtles, but it's good. Come on, man. I like turtles. I don't want to be eating them.
So, do you like chickens?
Wait a second.
You like cows?
You like rabbits, too.
I don't eat rabbits.
You like buffalo?
No, you like rabbits.
I've had buffalo once.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a little delicious. Lean. I mean, it's a little lean.
Yeah. Not a lot of fat, but very expensive.
I've eaten rattlesnake, alligator, buffalo, but I don't eat turtles and rabbits.
You ate rattlesnake?
I haven't had rattlesnake. I would try it. I haven't had rattlesnake. I love gator.
What part of the snake did
gator
you eat?
Bites.
The long, skinny part.
Mm.
I had to get a snake out of my pool this morning. That was an effort. Mm-hmm. It was fast. He's a good swimmer.
Snakes are natural.
I had to get the big net out.
Then what? Okay, so what'd you do with it? Like, how fast are you? Like, were you like holding it as far away from your body as possible, yelling at your wife to go open the screen door?
You know what I did?
Not yelling at your wife,
No, you know what I did? Here's what I did. I had just sat down on the outdoor lanai with a beautiful hot pipe and hot breakfast. And I see the snake swim in the pool, and I know how this is gonna go.
Yep.
So I actually got up. I opened up the screen door and I yelled into the house. Nobody in particular, but my wife and my son are there.
Hey.
Hey,
yep. Help.
Which
help.
One of you two is going to get this snake out of the pool so I can enjoy my breakfast? Crickets chirping. Don't hear anybody. So then I got to put down my breakfast. Then my wife does come out with the camera. She wants to take photos for all of her social media. We got a snake in the pool. It's a big deal. And I went out and got the net, scooped them up. I've done this many times before, so I'm a veteran now. And I scooped it up and took it out of the lanai, and we have a big pond back there, and I let him scurry back there.
Oh, could you not have waited till after you had your breakfast, and you still would have been in the pool? I don't think he was going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
right?
I had thought about that. I didn't want him going in the skimmer because then that was going to take a little bit more effort.
Yep.
And then my wife was like doing stuff with her camera, and then she got some of the pool toys out and was like trying to scoop it. I said, what are you doing? The net.
The pool toys? To scoop it out.
You know, your little floaties and all that stuff. Yeah. Said, no, not, what you're going to do is you're going to get the snake out of the pool.
Right.
Then the snake is going to run around the lanai and hide under our furniture, and we won't get him out.
Well, technically, snakes don't run.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds eventful.
It was.
I mean, I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
I put Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on for the kids in the playroom.
Yeah.
I sat down in the living room and had a nice cup of coffee. And you know what I did, Pete Shepard?
You watched, I don't know, something.
Got back into Ozarks.
Oh, okay.
I did. I watched two episodes.
What season?
Season one. I'm not Craig Sheeman. Right. I'm not starting with season 18 on this thing. Like, I need to set up the story properly, and you know, beginning, middle, end, proper storytelling etiquette. So I started back with season one. I'd kind of remembered a lot from episode one and two, so I started back with episode three, which is like when he's trying to get settled. In the new Ozark town, wherever it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where it is.
And it gets better and better and better.
Well, I got through two episodes, and I can feel the storyline kind of starting right now.
That girl, Ruth, the character, I forget her name in real life, but the character that plays Ruth, the smart-ass blonde.
Yes.
Young girl. She is awesome.
So
awesome.
I'm gonna be done with season one this week. And I'll, you know, I'll, because there's what, 8 or 10 episodes a season?
I think this year, season three, I think there's only 7 or 8, but
I think it's like,
no, usually it's around 10. I think the first two seasons were 10, yeah.
So I should, by next week, I should be all caught up.
All right.
Fantastic. You're going to love it.
Which then just presents you with another problem once you're done binging a show is, what now?
Michael Jordan, April 19th.
Yes.
They moved it up from June.
Absolutely.
Highest have ratings like the Super Bowl.
It'll be great. Porn stage LSU locker guy texted in. He says, Craig, I had a blackbird inside my pool cage today. Got in because I had to add water to the pool. I'm assuming he opened up a side door to get a hose in, perhaps.
Right.
I don't know. I happen to have an outlet inside my pool area, so that would be a problem. So 25 minutes to get the bird out. Did I say something wrong?
Why don't you have an outlet in your pool? I have several in mine, including a backup.
You know, you could have squirted the bird in his direction and scared him out. That's what I probably would have done if given porn stage's situation.
That seems easy to get a bird to fly exactly where you want.
And we come back after Wikipedia at 5 o'clock. Speaking of LSU, I have an unbelievable list regarding their athletic department that you guys are going to be fascinated by.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's at 5 o'clock. Got it. And as Pete alluded to, we've got Wikipedia here where we're looking for caller number 9. It's going to be Final Four trivia since we don't have a Final Four this year, but we could do the trivia right now. Caller number 9. Wikipedia, 20 Mo Bucks on the line at Moe's Southwest Grill. They deliver. They got pickup. You can do all that at Moe's. They're still good and delicious. Don't forget about them. Still open for business. Caller number 9, 20 Mo Bucks right now, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, we got caller number 9. It is Steve in Fort Myers. We welcome him to the show. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Steve.
Doing pretty good. How about you guys?
We're hanging
Great.
In there. Doing
all
right.
All considered.
Steve, how old are you?
I'm 55.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant at a drinking water facility on Sanibel.
Ah, very. Are you still working? I mean, no corona like.
We are.
Okay,
we're
good.
Considered an essential service. Good. Yeah,
sounds essential. Absolutely.
Just like us.
Yep. Just like us. That's right. What we're here. All right.
We make people money.
Steve, we're doing Final Four trivia. Given your age, you'll have a chance at this to compete with Pete Shepherd on this. The first one to 3 correct answers is a winner. Steve, you get to go first. First question. 3 Big East teams played in the 1985 Final Four. Who was the 4th team? In other words, the non-Big East team.
Oh, 1985. I was actually stationed in Germany, so
thank you for your service.
This one. So there was 3 Big East and 1 other.
Yes.
Right. What was the other?
85. Wow. Kentucky?
No.
No. Pete, you care to take a stab at it for
I know. It's Memphis State.
That is correct. Yep. So it's Villanova, Georgetown, and who was the third Big East team?
St. John's. Georgetown had played St. John's. I remember that because that was they were ranked number one and number two that year at one point. And then they had to play them again for, the fourth time. And then Memphis State gets to play Villanova.
All right, Pete Shepard, here's your first question out of the box. Yep. What was the last Ivy League team to make the Final Four?
Penn.
Correct. 1979. Yep. Nice job. All right, Steve. After beating UNLV in the semifinal, who did Duke beat in the 1991 championship game?
Okay, was that the one where they beat Kentucky?
Ooh.
No.
No? Pete, do you remember?
No.
Yeah, was it Kansas?
Yes, it was. But don't worry, Pete doesn't get a point for that.
Okay. No.
It's still just 1-0, Pete. Pete, here's your question.
But you were thinking of the Christian Laettner shot.
That was an Elite Eight game.
Yeah.
All right, Pete. From 1939 to 2001, this is pre-expansion, only one ACC school failed to reach the Final Four. Which school was it?
From 1939 to 2001?
Yes.
Only one ACC school.
One ACC team failed to make the Final Four in that stretch.
Oh, boy. Boy, this is a tough one. Jeez.
Might as well just throw it out there and roll it down the lane.
I'm going to say Georgia Tech.
That is incorrect. Yeah. Steve, you get a chance to steal. From 1939 to 2001, only one ACC school failed to reach the Final Four. Who was it?
Wake Forest?
No, it was Clemson, believe it or not. Clemson.
Oh, nice.
All right. Steve, this question is for you. Which team from the 1980 Final Four was known as the Doctors of Dunk?
Doctors of Dunk in 1980?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wow. Houston?
No.
That was Spy Slam.
Remember this?
Frank Colors.
Remember Darryl Griffith? Remember Darryl Griffith? Dr. Duncanstein, Louisville.
Louisville would be the correct answer.
Oh, Duncanstein. Yeah. That's it.
Pete, you have done very well on this. I am pleasantly surprised.
Except he only has a 1-0 lead.
No, that's fair. That's
all fair. All right, Pete Shepard, this question is for you. In 1989, Seton Hall's star player was Andrew Gaze.
Yes, from Australia.
What country was he from?
Oh, he was. Here's how I'll never forget that. That's the first game I ever got to cover in radio in the Big East. He was the first player I ever interviewed. And
unfair for Steve.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I put the question together.
His father actually runs the. I talked to his dad a couple of years ago on another radio station. And his dad is still running or a big part of the Australian Basketball League, which is a very good league.
All right, Pete Shepard, impressive. You have a 2-0 lead. Steve, this next question is for you. What school broke UCLA's streak of 7 consecutive national championships in 1974?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Broke UCLA's record.
They didn't break their record. They just ended their streak.
Is that Indiana State?
No, it is not. Pete, do you remember?
You got the state part right. It was NC State.
NC State did it. That is correct.
NC State. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're down to question number 8. Pete Shepard, if you get it right, you win with a 3-0 sweep. From 1960 to 2001, only two Pac-10 teams won national championships. UCLA, the obvious team. Who was the other?
Arizona, because they beat my Friars in an Elite Eight game because God Sham God couldn't make two freaking free throws with 3 seconds to go.
How about that? Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Steve.
Man, I bow to you.
Well, Steve, in all honesty, that was probably one of the hardest groups of questions. So don't worry about it. You did fine. Thank you for listening. But we're still going to take care of you for the effort.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Stay on hold. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. All right, let's see. I got two more for you here, Pete Shepard. Okay. From 1931 to 2001, what school lost more championship games than any other school?
From 1931 to 2001?
Yes.
Lost?
Lost.
Championship games.
Yeah, championship games. It's probably an obvious team. I'm going to say, I'll probably go with North Carolina.
North Carolina lost more Final Four games than any other team in that span. It's the other team in the rivalry.
Duke.
Duke, yeah.
Duke.
Yeah.
How about that? Duke lost the most championships in that time.
That's a good one.
That time span. Yep. Carolina lost the most Final Four games.
All right, final question.
Going back to 31. I don't have my 31 to that's a good question.
What school was the first school to have lost back-to-back championship games to the same opponent? I think I would have got this one.
Ooh, lost back-to-back to the same opponent. God, was it? Michigan?
No, it was Havlicek and Knight. Ohio State lost to Cincinnati 1961 and 1962.
Man, you were on the right rivalry games for the last two questions. You just went the wrong side.
Now, it's 1 minute past the hour, so we're late. Time for my hot takes. I've been so hot today, I can't imagine what I'm going to do in the 5 o'clock hour. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.